If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston, it's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Sue here. So Kendra, people are gathering at the Cheers bar in Boston remembering George Wendt. Norm, we lost him yesterday.
Know.
Yeah, really sad. Cheers was an iconic show.
Well, bars can be very sad places. Some people spend their whole lives in a bar. Just yesterday, some guy sat right here next to me for 11 hours.
Yeah, he was in all 11 seasons, over 200 episodes, and he just was like,
well, can I ask
that
a question?
Staple what? Guy. Everybody knew Norm, loved Norm, and you know, when you hear the song, everybody knows your name. That's who you think of,
right? Exactly.
You know.
So can I ask? Because I mean, I watched Cheers, but it wasn't a show that I was into. Like a lot of people knew it through and through. What was his job? What did he do for work every day? Do we even know?
I don't know if I know that, because Cliff was a postman.
Right, because of his uniform, you could always tell.
You always knew that. I don't know if we knew.
You knew that Frasier was a psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist, right.
You know, and so what did Norm do?
I don't know what Norm did.
Because he was in a suit, right?
Yeah, he was always in a suit.
And
Almost always.
Well, and he had, did he have a tie that he would undo the tie?
Well, he would always come in and take his jacket off and hang it on the hook.
Oh.
And say, you know, hey, everyone. And then everybody would say Norm. So I don't know what he did for a living. If anybody knows, call us and tell us. But, he was 76. His family says he died peacefully in his sleep. He was nominated for, I don't think he ever won, but he was nominated 6 times for an Emmy for his supporting role.
Oh, he never
won. No,
wow.
I don't think so. But Cheers to me is sort of like Friends to you. So we're, you know, I'm older than you by like 15 years. So you're like one generation behind me.
Yeah, sure.
So like when Matthew Perry died, the way your peers would think about that,
right,
because he was an icon in this iconic show, is how we think with Cheers.
Right.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I think
it's sad.
And it's funny how we get attached to TV characters like that. It's so strange. And Cheers was on for a long time. Was it on for?
It was 82 to 93, I believe.
I think so. Oh, Aiden's mom, Meg, just texted us. He was an accountant.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Meg.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Meg. Meg White to the rescue.
Was that ever announced in the show, what Norm did?
It must have been at some point, but yeah.
Oh.
He spent a lot of time at the bar. I don't think he was doing a whole lot of accounting work, but he did have a job, apparently. Oh. Yeah, no, it was, and that's when I grew up in the 80s, so you have to remember that was my show.
Right.
That was my time.
Yeah, I think everybody has a show or a TV show where there was a character that you got really tied to and you really loved, and maybe, like, I mean, 76 isn't old to me, so it was very unexpected. I mean,
yeah.
I wasn't in my two brothers who text me maybe like once a year texted me about Norm.
Yeah,
you know, about Norm passing. So
it gives us something to raise our glass to tonight. It's a reason, Kendra, for Wednesday to be the new Friday.
That's right, Sue.
Raise a glass.